Blog Talk Radio.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Hey, yo, this is L. Rod Smith Bates. You are tuned in live to another show on the Songs of America Network. Tonight, we are with the winter solstice and the significance behind this cosmological event that applies to the indigenous people of America. And I'm going to hop and bring my brother. He's going to hop on the show with me. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get that going and popping. And let me pull him in to the show. Got a couple articles lined up. Like I said, we're going to deal with the four seasons. Break that down, you know what I'm saying, they're based off of four cosmological events. The two solstices, which are the summer and winter solstice, then the two equinox, which is the spring and fall equinox. That's where the whole four seasons theory come from, okay? But seasons don't necessarily equal the change in temperature as per se winter, summer, spring, and fall. Like you see, the summer solstice, the winter solstice, the spring equinox, and the fall equinox. That doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a temperature change, because when you go near the equator, there is only one season, okay? You see what I'm saying? There is only summer. And there's a wet season and a dry season, which is basically all one. Okay, that's why going near the equator is always hot. That's going into the tropics, you know what I'm saying, near the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, okay? And I have, an article I'm going to read from and keep y'all informed, just to give y'all a quick run through of certain indigenous tribes, they practice and their ceremonies that they held during this winter solstice, which in this Gregorian calendar landed on December 21st, which is yesterday, or the day before, depending on what time zone you're in. Right now I'm in Eastern time zone, okay? Miami, Florida. And then, as always, I like to get to the root and know the true meaning of words, because we got to know the language that we speak. It's the first essential step with life, dealing with cultures, you know, dealing with jobs or whatever, you have to learn the lingo and the language. And, you know, I always deal with etymology on this Blog Talk Radio show. Okay, so what is equinox, right? What is the origin of equinox? It's Latin for meaning equal. The equinox is basically where the day and the night is equal, more or less, right? And then the solstice is from a Latin word, which means to stop solstice, at least on December 21st. And the longest day of the year is the summer solstice, and that generally falls around June 21st, okay? So I just gave a quick look through the equinox and, you know what I'm saying, and the solstice. But what some people, you know, aren't really familiar with is also there's something called the cross quarter days, okay? And a cross quarter day is the midpoint, okay, between the equinox and a solstice, okay? And that's also all these astronomical and cosmological events that happen. There's a certain energy that's created during these times, or a certain energy that is present during these times. This is why these so-called holy days fall on these cosmological events. There's no such thing as coincidence. This is all planned carefully, strategically planned, okay? And when you look at it and check it out, you see all the holidays fall exactly on or around a certain cosmological event. A couple articles lined up I want to read to y'all, kind of get a better idea of what certain indigenous tribes or nations practice in their ceremonies. All right? Got many indigenous nations that use this energy and harness this energy that is present during the winter solstice, during December 21st and the 22nd, okay? All the way through the 3rd, 23rd, the 24th, 25th, you know what I'm saying? All the way up until what is called or known as Christmas. Again, that's no coincidence that Christmas is on or near the winter solstice, right? Southwestern tribes, what they do is they practice this ceremony of renewal and giving thanks and rejoicing during this season of the solstice, a time for renewal and growth. And then also there pull up these articles and we can get right into it. Now, this article is from Into the Wilds.com. It's how Native American Indians celebrated solstice. Okay? Now it says, thousands of years ago, Native Americans celebrated winter solstice for deeper and more significant reasons. For the ancient civilization, the astronomic event marked a time of change and renewal. It marked the new year, the spiritual new year, okay? And it also, it signified life, okay? And it says different tribes celebrate different traditions to mark the winter solstice. The Navajo ceremonies involve memorizing prayers, songs, and arts. You know what I'm I'm saying? A medicine man leads the tribe in singing and I chant. The doctor priest is someone who has undergone years of apprenticeship and mastered the complicated and detailed practices of the chant. The Hopi, one of the Pueblo tribes, celebrates a festival called the Soya Luna, or prayer offering ceremony, on December 22nd. And they use a symbolic black plume snake, which symbolizes life or new life. This tradition is one of the most sacred ceremonies of the tribe and is celebrated to wish each other good health and prosperity for the new year. So again, this is a prime time for us to once again harness this energy that is present within the atmosphere and within our time. Okay. And I want to take a pause right quick. I have a couple callers online, so I'm going to just keep going and on and get some feedback. So feel free to call in. The time is now. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in now. Let's see. We have one caller. Let's see if we can pull them in. Last four digits ending in 0313. You have a question or comment?
I do. You mentioned this time being like a spiritual new year. Can you elaborate on that some more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dealing with the winter solstice again, the winter solstice is a very significant time because this is when there's a spiritual energy that is present and is conducive to like regrowth and renewal and setting your intentions again for so-called new year. But it's not really a new year. It's a spiritual new year.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Welcome. Caller. Last four digits ending in 2738. You have a question or comment?
Hi. People call me Big Red. I appreciate you doing your show. You know, it's very informative. But the winter solstice towards the east, you have any information on what the Cherokee, natives, or aboriginals might have been doing during that time? Or how they would celebrate. If you have any information on that, it would be much appreciated because I want to make sure I'm celestially right for the winter solstice.
Oh, absolutely. No, I don't have anything on the Cherokee, but I can definitely update you when I do have some info on, you know, the ceremonies and the traditions Cherokee did during this time. You know, I can pull that up, bring that on later in the show when I do find something.
Okay, I appreciate you so much. Is this L. Ray Smith or Gavin Pollard? I don't know. I'm new to the show.
Oh, can you repeat that again?
Who is this I'm speaking with? I'm trying to make sure I know exactly who you are or what your name is.
This is Rafi Smith, a.k.a. El Ra,
right.
I talk tons of America on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Oh, okay. I appreciate you now. Do I hang up now or do I remain on the line or how does this work?
Say that again. It's
your phone. Do I hang up now or?
Let me see it.
Hello?
Okay.
Don't hang up. Keep listening.
Oh. Okay. Can you repeat that question again, bro?
Oh, we're still on? Another question I would have is Ototon. How is that different from Aboriginal?
How is original different from Aboriginal?
Yeah,
is that a question? Yeah, basically, you know, Aboriginal plus original, you know. It makes sense, you know, just to call yourself original instead of Aboriginal, you know. Just adding on from the original instead of saying you are the original people. So I would definitely just stick with the original people. The Americas. Because that's a little bit more proper, yeah, than Aboriginal.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm not taking up anyone else's time here. I do have a plethora of questions I'd like to ask you or discuss with you. Like I said, my name is Big Red. That's what most folks call me.
Oh, absolutely, man. You're not taking up too much time. There's just a few callers on here.
Oh, it's just a few callers? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, since this is topic of winter solstice, do you do anything to get ready for winter solstice at all? Because I would love to know just to see my effects. I'm, as far as I can tell, Cherokee. And I know you say you're in Texas. I don't know what all is over there. But even if our traditions may differ, I think it'd be great to find some sort of commonality between the two.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. You know, definitely want to do that. Get that going. I currently don't have anything going yet, though, but the plan is to get that started up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so long as I'm on with the blog talk, I'm, like I said, I'm apologize. I'm very new to this. I don't know much except about winter solstice, but to add in on to what you were saying, you know, you say so-called December and stuff, someone brought to my attention a long time ago. They brought to my attention, asked me if I ever took chemistry, and the answer was yes. And they pointed out that, okay, you've got January, February, March, and April. And, you know, all those have, you know, different words, wording to denote a certain point in time. But then you get to October, November, and December. Well, the first three letters of that, OCT, that means NOV, that means
nine.
Yeah. And then death is 10.
10.
So you have to really ask yourself, what are the real months? You know, I don't know exactly. I didn't follow up in thoroughly. But it is something to take into account when you're looking at a calendar, because we do view a lot of our society through a European paradigm, and that's important to know because we don't have our own language, and a lot of people think, you know, the Spanish, they have their own language. Spanish, Spain is in the name, so we all got We all got to look at. How they were defining these things and why these times have changed. So this is hindering. I don't know about you, but in chemistry, I learned BEC represented 10. But apparently, there are two more months in the year. Ain't nobody know about that.
That's right. That's very true.
I began listening to these things because I'm 20 now. I noticed as a youngin, whenever I got around family, I was always somebody's got Cherokee or whatnot, and maybe my own. It's definitely my own ignorance from not asking my father's side, because I assumed because they were darker, I was like, you know, okay, they're definitely African. Then I come to find out that that's not true. With that, I started looking at all kinds of things, the early explorers, journals. I just wonder, you know, I go to school and find out I'm African. I go back home and everybody's therapy, but nobody's telling me African. I'm not, that's not
right.
Announced.
Right.
I'm not Africa in any sort of way because
exactly.
Personally, I feel as though everyone was sleeping with everyone, sort of. I mean, of course there was some rate, there was quite a bit of it. But also afterwards, there's no idea, you have no idea who you're mixed with. You know, I just found out that I have a Puerto Rican grandfather, never knew. But if I had never asked a question, I would have just been.
That's really true. You know, that's true for a lot of families, you know.
Now, what I do see, go ahead.
And just also to bring it back to how you were saying, going into the months and looking at the name of the month and how you were breaking down. December is 10, November is 9, that's the ninth month, October, that's because the Roman calendar was originally 10 months long. It wasn't 12. And that was a more recent change when they added on 2 months with Augusto and Julius Caesar, when they added July from him and August from Augusto. So,
wow. Ain't that something?
Yeah. So, yeah,
well,
it's really interesting.
A little further, another thing that I found was interesting was that most folks, they get to thinking about pyramids, they think over in Egypt. I don't know the proper name for the place, but Egypt is a good spot to look for pyramids. But also pyramids are here. Now, aside from, you know, just being a work of, I want to say, scientific genius, they also apparently, I don't know anything, I haven't been there, I haven't been living in the sky, but apparently they denote a celestial standing when you're looking out in space. I watched the movie Moana, and I got some interest in it because I saw, you know, they had the demigod Maui. He knew where he was through the stars, and who else did we know throughout history that found their way with the stars is Harriet Tubman. So there's a bit of importance. Where did you learn that from? I think that if we start looking into those things, we can find out a lot of information out that isn't really on the mainstream thing. But I said to you that 2 minutes left. I'm sorry, I don't mean to like take up all your time.
You're fine, bro.
I appreciate you giving all this. And I've been going through your recent episodes, and when I can, trying to listen to them and all, and make sure that I become abreast of a lot of things that I just didn't know about.
Oh, man, I appreciate you going to take this time just to check out.
I didn't catch any of that you just said.
Appreciate you coming to our last input.
All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Let's see. All right, got about a few minutes left in the show. Any more callers, feel free to call in. If you have any questions or comments, the time is now. And the number to call in is 713-955-0439. So, okay, well, I take that as no more callers with about 2 minutes remaining. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to the show. It was kind of short. But you know, Alex, it's a long radio show. This is dealing with the winter solstice and, you know, the four seasons and how that ties into the indigenous people and, like, what did we do? What was our ceremonies and our practices doing around these times? You know, because we need to connect back to our heritage. And as always, I like to end the show by saying your IT is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi, Wado. Thank you.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Talk about my home. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California. Texas and from North Carolina and from South Carolina and Virginia, from Illinois and from West Virginia, from Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I leave everybody out. Don't get mad because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan, yeah. I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.